Everybody, I hope you're doing amazing. I realized that I hadn't really spoken about this or I hadn't gone in depth with all of this. Also, if you can hear some like sawing and screwing and basically manual labor and stuff outside, I'm getting my fence built, which is super exciting because we can finally let Lilo out and run around and do shit without having to worry if she's going to get on the main road. So yeah, it's been pretty good. But any hoosies, ooh, let me turn this down by a smidge. There we go. I'm hoping that works out pretty well. So any hoosies, I realize that I haven't actually spoken about this in ages. I've touched on it because obviously it's happened to me. I've turned 30, but I don't think I've actually gone in depth for why I feel so goddamn good at 30 compared to 29, 28. Like when I was 29, I was still telling people that I was 30. Like, hey, it's only like 4 months away. I'm 30, basically. Why not just embrace it and lean into it? I know that I have a lot of people that follow me, about 43%, I think it was last time I checked, about 43% of people that follow me are between 28 and 34, which was wild. Obviously, my audience is maturing and growing up with me. Maturing is a strong word, probably incorrect, but it's the one we're going with. I feel good at 30. I feel the best that I've ever felt in ages than compared to when I was like 23. And I was thinking about it the other day of just, holy shit, I'm 30. And it wasn't in a bad way. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm 30, life's over or anything like that, because it's absolutely fucking not. It's honestly just beginning. I feel like the 20s that I went through, or my 20s, or just 20s in general, are basically just a paid trial version for what is it like being an adult. We want you to find out, but we also need you to pay. And when you hit 30, or maybe even 40, or, you know, everyone's on a different time style, but a different timeline. But for me in 30, it feels like this is where they've gone, okay, you've had your fun on the free trial, but we have to up prices now. And now we have to start, you know, billing you seriously for this. It's like, oh, cool. This is going to be awesome. And I don't mean as soon as I hit 30, I've now all of a sudden got a mortgage to pay or anything like that. Been paying it for a year and a half, 2 years, some shit like that. Something that makes me cry. That's not fun, but I was reflecting on turning 30 and I was thinking about social media because everyone posts like, I'm turning 30, so here's 30% off, or here's 30 things that I wish I knew when I was 20, or things like that. And I was like, I can't be fucked doing that. I don't think I'm going to have enough energy to be able to do that, or things that I could come up with. I could probably just make some stuff up, but who really gives a fuck? Then I was thinking about, where was I when I was 20? Like, if I was to say something, or like things I wish I knew at 20 that I now know at 30, or something like that. And then I was like, man, where was I when I was 20? I was homeless at 20. And looking back and comparing my 20th birthday to my 30th birthday. 30th birthday, I rented out basically a function room. I had my fiance there, had my family there, had a whole bunch of friends, and it was awesome. We're all there celebrating. Lovely night, everyone getting along, and it was just everyone there celebrating the fact that I got to 30. I didn't do a speech at my 30th because I knew that I'd fucking lose it, because I didn't think I'd make it past 21, let alone make it all the way to 30. I didn't know that I would be here. I didn't know that I'd be, you know, owning my own home. I had just resided to the fact that I was going to be single forever. I'm never going to own a home because I can't even hold down a job, and I'm mentally unstable enough that no one really wants to employ me. And if they can, I'm not stable enough to be able to stay long-term, because I've done heaps of jobs. And I'm sure if you've already listened to me with the amount of jobs that I've done, or you've listened to any sort of podcast that I've done, you would know how many that I've done. My 20th birthday, that was my 30th, but my 20th birthday, I was homeless. And I thought everyone had forgotten about me and forgotten about the birthday, forgotten about everything. And I was just like, well, this is my life. I'm trying to find a job so that I can make money. And I'm just going to do that while living out of the back of my car, use the gym, or because I wasn't a PT at this point, but I'm just going to use the gym and the gridiron training facilities to shower, basically have a roof over my head. I was sleeping in the back of my car. But for this sort of window, for like a few days there, I was sleeping on my friend's blow-up mattress and in his living room. And on my 20th birthday, I woke up and I was like, oh, let's see what's going on. And I don't remember having anything. And I just remember that day being a blur of just like, holy fuck, what's the point in even being here? No one even wants me. I'm not adding anything to society. I'm just a burden on everyone. And this was my thoughts through the entire day. Then it gets to dinner and exact same thing, same thought process, same everything. We go through dinner and I felt bad for eating their food, despite the fact that they were obviously like, no, you need to be here instead of anywhere else or wherever else you've been going. But I felt like a massive burden just for eating dinner with them. And I didn't want them to waste food on me. I didn't want them to have to put in an effort for me to be able to be okay. I didn't want any of that shit. But then dinner finished, and then about 5 minutes later, I was just scrolling on my phone at the table. Everyone else had gone to go do their thing. And 5 minutes later, the living room light goes out, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look over, and they've got a cake, and they've got the candles going, and they're singing happy birthday. I think it was like a Coles mud cake or something like that. But no matter what it was, even if it was a mud cake, it's fucking awesome. But that gesture alone, I was fighting back tears like all hell, because I was like, holy shit, someone actually cares. And it was wild for me to have this thought process of where am I now at 30 versus where was I when I was 20? And everyone kept on saying the 20s are the best years of your life and make sure you live them up and do this and all the have fun and all this shit. I don't really think I had heaps of fun. Like, I went out on weekends. I did shit when I was like 18 and when I was 19. I didn't drink until I was like 18 and a half. Went out, did clubbing, did all that stuff, made absolutely fuck all money as a pizza manager, making $12 to $14 an hour. Fun fact, that's in the book that I'm writing. You can read all about it at Patreon, which I really need to do a better job of actually catching up, because Patreon is catching up and I'm hitting writer's block, not going to lie, at asking for help chapter, which is a pain in the ass. But anywho, that whole, lost exactly where I was, lost all of it. Where I was at 20 versus 30 is completely wild to me. And I had fun, I suppose, like for a year when I was like 21 or 22. But I didn't actually do anything because I didn't really have a job. I couldn't hold anything down. I wasn't making good enough money to be able to do anything with my life. So obviously just went out and, you know, had fun there for about a year. But then I, off the back of being homeless, finally found a job and everyone around me quit, which was awesome. In my first 2 months of learning the job, everyone had quit, which meant I got a default promotion to head of reception at a resort that I was working at. So that was fun. And then it felt like, oh my God, I have responsibility. I need to be here. I need to help. And that gave me a lot of purpose to keep going. I didn't care the hours I was working. I was like, hey, $20-something an hour. Don't really give a shit, but it's busy. I like the work and I like feeling like I have a purpose and that I matter. So that was the thing that mattered for me. Shortly after that, went to university, got my personal training degree, had a mental breakdown, tried personal training, massive mental breakdown, tried to do it again. So I dropped out of uni after getting my certificate. And that was a whole shit show in itself. And went to go do PT, burnt out from that, didn't know how to run a business. After the first one, I was staying with Beth because I'd only just started dating Beth. Was staying with her. 6 months later, after finally coming out of my room and doing stuff, I'm like, let's get back into PT. Another mental breakdown. Went and did a whole bunch of different jobs for a year and a bit, and then came back to PT after another mental breakdown, fucking hating my life. So yeah, it was really good. Don't know what the fuck Beth saw in me, but here we are. And I didn't really start taking personal training seriously until 2017. And I'd had like a year and a half, 18 months of experience prior to 2017, but failed them businesses twice because I sucked at it. I was a decent PT and I could push people and I knew how to obviously do what a personal trainer is there for the correct form, the correct technique to move through things. But ultimately, I believe I sucked at being a personal trainer, especially compared to where I am now. Obviously, the longer that you do something, the better that you get at it. At least you'd fucking hope so, or else, hey, maybe you do suck. But back then, I was like a decent PT, but I still failed at them. And then at some point, I realized I had to stop taking personal training. I had to stop thinking about personal training as a job, and I had to start thinking about it as a career, because things were getting serious with Beth, and I was like, holy shit, how am I going to afford to give her, like, everyone's talking about, hey, you got to, if you get the ring, it's like a 3 month wage or some shit like that, or 4 weeks. I don't even know what it was, but I think 3 months was in my head, and I was like, well, that's good. She's going to get a really cheap ring, I suppose, because I was making no money. And I was working a lot, and then I was burnt out, but then I decided to take on even more people so I could make more money, and then I got burnt out even harder and didn't make heaps of money because I didn't know how to run a business. Then, 2019, I decided to take it as a career. This is what I'm going to do forever. I need to figure out how to get away, because my brother is 6 years older than me, and he's a carpenter. And when I was obviously 20, like 19 or 20 or whatever, when I was young, his back was already giving up because he was a carpenter, and he was like, fuck, my back is sore, gone to physio, I've done this, I've done that. So when he hit 30, in my mind, I was like, oh shit, like he's 30 and his back is already ruined, and he's talking about how am I going to do this forever. And I thought, yeah, my body's actually getting pretty sore just by doing stuff every day. Like, I don't actually sit down, I don't have time to rest, recover, whatever. So how's my body going to cope if I do this for the next 20, 30 years? It's going to be fucked. And looked into business coaches, did stuff, upskilled, and basically built the business. Here we went. Started to become successful. But I didn't start taking my job as a serious career until 2019. And basically for the last 5 years, it's been me taking my career seriously. And 3 of those 5 years, because I live in Victoria, Australia, thank you very much, were hindered by COVID. It obviously worked out that I was already online. Like, I started going online in 2017, 2018, but I wasn't good at it, wasn't promoting it, but it was just an option that was there. And then COVID hit, and online obviously went up by a fair bit because I decided to put everything into that. I decided not to do Zoom sessions. I decided to basically pivot everything about my business and go online while doing PT in the background and having a hybrid business. And that worked out really well. Didn't want to do the Zooms because I was like, why the fuck would I be getting up at 6 a.m. to watch someone and just go, good, and just unmute myself and go, oh my fucking God, I'm tired. And then another 10 seconds later, unmute myself. Yeah, really good. Like that one. All right, let's move on. And I couldn't be fuck sitting here and doing that. I think it would bore the absolute shit out of me. So pivoted everything and did that. The reason I'm telling you all of this is because I've been a PT for 8 years. In February this, well, in 6 months, Jesus Christ, I struggled to do 4 plus 2 then. What a day it's going to be. In 6 months' time, it'll be 9 years that I've been a PT, because I've officially started in February, I think, 2017. I'll have to do the math because my math isn't mathing at the moment. And I've really only focused on building a business in the last 5 years, and 3 of them were heavily disrupted because of COVID. Everyone has always been saying, like, oh, when you hit 30, well, not everyone. It always seems to be like people our age and earlier are just like, yeah, 30's young as fuck. But people older then go, 30's young, but it's all downhill from here. And this, and it's like, no, it's up from here, because that's what we decide it's going to be. You can decide what you want your life to be at any fucking point. If you want to divorce your husband or wife or whatever, you can just decide to do that. Yes, there's going to be heaps of ramifications, but if you decide to do that and move countries and go interstate or do something, you can quite literally do that just from a decision. You just have to go, yeah, I'm going to do it. There's obviously going to be fucking ramifications, consequences, or whatever that comes from it, in the sense of how do you make that work logistically. But we all make decisions on a daily basis that influence our life. You can make a decision to do something extremely difficult, but know it's going to pay off in the long run. You can decide to do that regardless of how you feel. Feelings get in the way of everything, and feelings are what drive us, and feelings are the things that, you know, start the process of logically, how do we make this happen? Because I feel like I really want to do this. That's why I started going into the emotions and mindset behind everything, because it's like, yeah, just decide to commit for 12 months. It's like, well, you know, I'm not sure how I'm going to feel tomorrow. I'm not sure this and that. It's a wild concept. But anyway, the reason I'm saying that is because from, I'm going to say, the older generation, the only thing I heard about turning 30 was how it's all downhill from here. And everyone my age, or everyone who feels like was smart, I'm going to say, it's not the right word I'm looking for, but I'm going to say smart, they were just like, no, you can do whatever you want. Everyone's on a different timeline. If you want to, you know, go for kids, go for kids. If you want to not have kids, don't have kids. If you want to do your job, like, they were just like, world is yours to do whatever the fuck you want. But then I had a fun moment when people freak out about turning 30 to me, and even turning 40. But I had this perception because my best friend, she's freaking out that she's going to turn 30 in November. And I said to her, there's nothing to worry about turning 30. It feels old because of everything that we've been told growing up about, oh, it's all downhill from here, and this is where life does this and this. And it's like, well, was it? Because I've been an adult for 12 years. I have been an adult for 12 years. For the first 18 years of my life, everything was structured, routined, eat this, go here, do this, wear this uniform, do this. And then even for people that have done university, they probably finished university at 22, 24, 26, if they've, you know, gone from school straight into this. Which means the first 20-something years of their life are completely uniformed and scheduled and routined, and they have places to be and things to go. You don't have to think that much because it's already decided for you. For me, I've been an adult for 12 years. When I was 19, I was in Canada doing absolutely fucking nothing because work visa and wanted to get away. Then I came back and did university and stuff. But I didn't actually start, quote unquote, adulting until I was 23, when I decided to start doing things seriously, to get a job, to do this, to do that, to do whatever it was going to be, to make some money and basically live and pay my own way through the world. I've been adulting for 7 years. Why would anyone go to a seven-year-old and then go, hey, what's your interest rate? How are you doing? Like, this was where my brain went. And it's like, I wouldn't be expecting a seven-year-old to understand everything that they've done at school. I've been adulting for 7 years. I've only just figured out how the fuck tax works, let alone how the world works. I've only figured out how my brain works. I've only just figured that out in the last year. I'm doing everything for myself now. Obviously, I've got a partner who I share my life with, but I still do everything for myself the way that she does everything for herself, the way that everyone does everything for themselves. You can share resources here and there, but I've been an adult officially for 12 years, and I've been properly adulting since 23. So for the last 7 years, I've only been focusing on business and myself and life. 7 years, that's it. So how in the fuck is 30 going to be the place, or even 40? How is that going to be the place where it's all downhill from here? I've only got 7 years of experience of being an adult, and I'm fucking killing it. I'm doing really well. I'm sure when little mini-me's come running around, I'm going to fucking hate my life, and I'm going to be like, why did I do this to myself? But that's a bridge that I'll cross. For right now, I'm deciding that life is going to be good, and I'm deciding that 30s are going to be not my prime, but it's where I'm going to hit this next level, and I'm going to hit a peak, and then I'm going to come down a little bit, but then I'm going to go back up and peak. I don't know what that is. But I have just always had in my mind, maybe because it's my favorite number, that 32 is just going to be my year, that everything is going to unlock, come together, it's going to be awesome, and everything is just going to happen for me at 32. And I've believed that for the past 5 years, 4 years, I think. When was that? 26. So 4 years. For the past 4 years, I've just had a feeling that 32 is just going to be my next level peak. And now that where I am, it's just going to be one peak. And then I'm going to keep going. It's going to be another peak. But I decided 30 was going to be really good for me. So what did I do? I booked in a personal training session with someone who's way smarter than me to help me fix my body. That was on my 30th birthday. It was on the Monday when I turned 30, and I said, let's book in this PT session. I got up at 7 a.m., went and did a session with him, got a program sorted, paid for all of that, which is why I'm very fortunate to be in this position, because I had the money and resources to be able to do that. It's $100 a week, which is cheap as fuck. The well, obviously depending on someone else's resources, maybe that's not. But for the value that I'm getting for it and how I feel with the training, it's absolutely worth it. And I knew that my body was only going to take me, or my mind was only going to take me as far as my body would, because my body would hit, and it was when I was 29, hitting a point where it would feel good, but then something would like give. My shoulder would start hurting. My knee would be doing this. My body would just wake up in the morning and feel really sore and arthritic and clunky. And that didn't start me off the day feeling pretty good about myself. So I knew that if I wanted to have better clarity through the day, my body was going to have to feel good. And it's only going to get worse from here, right? Because apparently you turn to 30, that's when shit starts breaking. And yet I'm the strongest and best that I've ever felt, purely because I hired a coach and decided to invest into my body and fixing the issues that I was experiencing. And now that that's happening and it's all going the way that we want, it's only 4 weeks in. This is the start of week 5. And I'm feeling awesome. Body is the best that it has ever felt. There's still a few niggles that are left, but holy shit, I haven't felt this good since I was 23. I'm also the leanest that I've been since I was 23. So that's a fun little thing for us. And business is doing well. It's not doing as good as I would like it to, but I'm actively working on that as well. I hired another coach to help me with social media, to help me with marketing and outreach and everything, because I just want the business to be in a particular spot. We're losing money at the moment, which isn't great, but I knew that I would have to slingshot myself and make some massive sacrifices for myself in order to put myself personally. Meaning I'd have to put myself in an uncomfortable position to be able to get to where I want to go, but I hadn't really done that coming into 30. But I decided that 30 was going to be really good for me. So I made it happen. I didn't sit there doing fucking positive affirmations in the mirror and then going, man, why isn't life changing? I've been yelling at myself in the mirror for like 6 weeks now and I don't feel any better. It doesn't fucking do anything. If I'm not taking action on the things that I say that I want, then nothing's going to really happen. I wasn't doing fucking sitting there praying and wishing upon a star and doing affirmations and waiting for something to fall into my lap. I decided, well, when I turn 30, I want my body to feel good. I just want to do the opposite of what everyone is saying, because I work really well when I have a chip on my shoulder. So I thought, fuck you. If you're saying that 30 is where my body falls apart and it does this, joke's on you. My body's been falling apart since I was 24 and started playing gridiron. So, well, actually when I was 16 and started playing gridiron. No, I wasn't. 17. There we go. See? Mathing. When I was 17 and started playing gridiron, that's when my body started falling apart. I just didn't do anything about my injuries because I was young. So I decided to fix my body at 30. Because I wanted to, and I work well with a chip on my shoulder. So I was like, I'll show you. And now my body's getting better. I'm feeling leaner. I'm looking better. And everything about the physical side of me is amazing. In terms of the mental health and emotional stuff, I'm having better conversations. I'm deciding to just say what I want to say. I'm obviously not going around going, hey, you're a piece of shit. All right, have a good day. I'm not going around and doing that. I'm doing things and saying things that I want to do and what I want to say that's on my mind, and being really honest with myself and my clients and everyone that I have a relationship with in terms of family and friend, and obviously Beth. I can't exactly have a conversation with the puppies. Well, I can, but it's awkward when you realize that I'm doing the voice and responding to myself. That gets a bit awkward. But I just decided to. That's it. Everything has a sacrifice. Everything that you want, there's going to be something you have to give up. Sometimes the thing that you have to give up are the survival and coping mechanisms that you've used for however many years, or your identity that you've held onto for however many years that's kept you safe. And I was coasting during 28 and 29. I was sort of coasting along and being like, yeah, it's good and it's doing this. I wasn't putting myself out there. I wasn't being uncomfortable. I wasn't learning new things. I wasn't upskilling, because I was just coasting by on the things that I had done previously where I made a lot of money. And the money was my only focus at that point, which is why I've always said, it's not about the money for me. I don't want to make money. And I tried to push it away, because when I just focused on money, I got a lot of money, but I got burnt out and I hated everything about it. So I had to downscale and fix everything and change everything. But then because I said, no, it's not about the money, not about the money, I stopped working and stopped pushing myself, because I was like, oh, you know, it's just money. But then I realized, money makes the world go round. I know that's a shit, stupid realization to have, But I was like, oh, it'll all work itself out. And then the economy went to shit. And I was like, I'm going to have to work this out instead. So that was fun. But everything about where I am and what I'm doing, and I just want to preach this as much as I can, because I know that there's people, whether you're 30, 31, 32, 33, 44, 56, whatever, you can decide to change things about your life at a drop of a hat. All you have to do is just go, oh, I don't want this anymore. Or I really want this. And you can decide to do it. That simple. There's going to be something you're going to have to give up. There's going to be something you're going to have to sacrifice or get uncomfortable with. But the same as what I said in the episode previous, that my purpose means more to me than my insecurities or my uncomfortability. And I fucking mean it. Is if people want these things, then you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to give up something. If that means you're going to have to give up a sleep in, then you're going to have to give it up. If you're going to have to give up, for example, wanting to go to the gym, if you're going to have to give up sitting on the couch or like, oh, why can't I just get started or why am I unmotivated? Guess what? You're not going to have to wait for motivation. You're just going to have to fucking do it. I am one of the most empathetic people that I know, in the sense of I will do anything for anyone to help them because I know what it's like to feel particular ways. And I'm going to try and help them as best as I can because I wouldn't want to feel like that. And I wouldn't want anyone that I know or love or care about to feel like that. But you can't help everyone, which is a sad realization I've had to come to terms with, is that there's going to be people where I try everything. Like I pull out all the stops and they still don't take action, or they can't take action, or it doesn't work because I'm not a fucking miracle worker, because they don't need me. They need a different professional. They need a different doctor. They need a psych. They need a different medication. They need to talk to other people. I'll do everything I can within my power, but I am one guy. I'm not going to be able to help everyone because I don't have the expertise in every skill ever under the sun. I can help people with this niche that I am good at. That's it. Everyone who comes to me for that niche, yeah, there's a very, very good chance, and I feel very confident in being able to change their life and help them. But I'm not going to be able to help everyone, whether that's because I'm booked out and I don't have the time, whether it's because I am doing something else or just don't have the facilities for them, or whether I don't feel like I can actually help them, or whether I give everything that I have to them and they go, yeah, it didn't really work for me. You know, life wasn't bad enough for me to want to change it that bad, and my goals and dreams weren't really, you know, motivating for me. I'll take that on the chin and be like, well, I wasn't a good enough coach to be able to help them get to where they wanted to go. And then at the same time, people also need to take responsibility for the fact that you can decide to do whatever you want. It's just not going to feel good in the moment, but you're going to have to sacrifice something to get there. I have sacrificed money to be able to be mentally healthier, to be able to be physically healthier. I sacrificed money to be able to do those things. I sacrificed sleep-ins. I sacrificed staying up late on the games, doing things that I want to do because I know that I need to do different things to get to where I want to go. And I just like improving. I hate feeling stagnant. I hate feeling like I don't have a purpose, that I don't have a mission, that I don't have a reason to be here. Because when I start feeling like that and things start to become easy, or they become stagnant, or I just don't feel like I have a project to work on, it's very reminiscent of when I was depressed and had nothing to live for. And you know, everyone goes, but you've got so much to live for. No, you don't. Sometimes, like, I'm talking to me in this case. I'm not saying you do. Jesus Christ. I didn't. Mum and Dad were having none of it. They didn't really want any of that shit. And, you know, no one really wanted me at that point. So it was just a little bit of, no. I don't really have much. I didn't have Beth at the time. I didn't have a job. I didn't have pets, didn't have kids, didn't have anything. It was just, all right, well, here we are, I guess, existing. So, yeah, I had to figure out how to get through all of that and build a life, and that's obviously where I am now. So, yeah, you can decide to do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do at any point in time. You just have to know that there are going to be consequences, ramifications, or you're going to have to give something up to get something. But you don't ever get something just by chance of it falling out of your lap. Sometimes you'll find $20 on the ground, but hey, that's not what we're talking about. So, yeah, rather short one for today. Look at us go. Don't worry about anything that has happened in the past or where you are or anything like that. If you want something, you can do it. You can go for it. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is everyone has a preconceived notion or belief system that something has to be a particular way. For example, oh, you're turning 30, it's all downhill from here. Doesn't have to be. I decided that it was going to be different. And so far, you know, we're a month into it, it's feeling pretty fucking good. And that's because I decided to do that. And you can do that at any age. You can just literally decide. Like in this moment, if you're listening to this while driving to work, you could just decide, I don't want to work anymore. And do a U-turn, get off the freeway, go do something else, and just be like, oh, yep, calling in sick. Maybe find a different job. And you could do that. You could have a different job potentially in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. There's no guarantee with it, but you can decide to look for a different job, to be in a different situation, to have a different circumstance, to want to lose weight and do it in a different way. You can upskill with nutrition. You can upskill with a mindset coach course, whatever the fuck it is you want to do. And there's a lot of successful clients that have come off the back of the Unfuck Yourself Transformation Program that have just gone, fuck it. I want different. And they've just dived in. They've used both words to just commit straight into it and go, yep, this is what I'm doing. I'm in. And something a client said to me who she's finishing up at the end of the month, she said, if this was a $50, $100 a week program, I probably wouldn't have stuck with it or followed it through because it's not as motivating. But because I made that big investment into this 6 month program, it was like, holy shit, I have to do this. I have to follow through. And she's obviously fucking loving it. She wouldn't be here if she still wasn't, but she's loving it. She's getting heaps of results. And she's like, oh my God, my life is so much calmer, stress-free, easier. I'm losing weight. I'm eating whatever the fuck I want. And like, how am I doing this by just waking up and living? Like, well, and then we've got to explain the whole thing as to what is actually going on. The primary thing is she's putting herself first, which means that she does shit that makes her feel good, and doing things that make her feel good correlate to the things that make her feel healthy because she has more energy, she sleeps better, and she feels better through the day and she's less stressed. So key of it, just fucking put yourself first. You can decide to do these things whenever you want. You're not running out of time. There's no FOMO. There's no anything that's bad. It's just, this is where we are right now. And you can decide to change it if you want to. So that is where we are right now. Anywho, rather quick one. If you are, my God, what am I trying to say? The 8 week challenge, Jesus. So in my haste of building Simply Happy Healthy and getting the membership started and all that stuff, we're currently running through an alpha version, a testing phase of Simply Happy Healthy. And it's going fucking amazing. I'm loving it. I'm going to be turning that into a membership. But while I've been doing all that, I completely forgot that we have an 8 week challenge that starts on the 9th of September. I'm still confirming dates for when the pre-sale is going to start and end. But if you're listening to this, this will be a Tuesday. So this will be, I'm recording this on the Monday and I'll post it on the Tuesday, which will be the 13th of August. If you're listening to it now, I would heavily consider and suggest looking at the, what is this mate doing? I would heavily suggest looking at the 8 week challenge, look at my bio, mailing list, all that fun stuff. Just get in touch with me and figure out if the pre-sale is on for the 8 week challenge, because it might be on. You might be missing out on something. It might be fucking amazing. So I need to confirm all the stuff today and you'll see all of that tomorrow. But the 8 week challenge is coming. We start on the 9th of September and there is a pre-sale that you can save $50 in whole because it is cheap as shit. $349 up front. That is the pre-sale price for the entire 8 weeks, or $49 per week for 8 weeks. It's cheap as shit. I'm capping this at 25 people because I don't want any more than 25. I want people to feel like they actually matter and they're a part of the challenge. It's not just sign up, get your shit and fuck off, because it's not that challenge. This is one that is designed to end all challenges. It's more mindset based. I will give you personalized calories and macros to get started. And then we have a weekly call as well with myself and Laura to run through mindset shit that I give to transformation people and that I've been touching on with Simply Happy Healthy as well. If it's not in pre-sale, then it's $399 up front or 8 payments of $59. Check my link in bio, DM me if you're interested, but otherwise, have an amazing time and I'll speak to you soon.